88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
This even time, 37 hours, you're in front of me. I guess I know a lot about you anyway. You think you're funny, I don't get it. And as darkness it heals, this little light that is my eye, there is a word peeking my era. Voice of a good tenderness was once a voice in my head. So take me for the music, take me for a human, the flower of a song. Walking past a terrible movie. We saw the movie too and kept moving like I said. I lit up. Blade in my purse has gone green, so I'm going act three. So you'll be my friend in the wind. I've had it somehow, but I wanna live so much more in this situation.
So you're listening to the second hour of the New and Newer Music Show, and I'm going to play some more new music for you. This hour, newest from Ray Hill, Milk Carton Kids, and The Smile. But first, let's play the rest of this Squirrel Flower interview. Once again, they're going to be playing Bottle Rocket next Sunday. I'm going to play the rest of this interview, and then I will play a track off of the newest album. Okay. I don't want to push you too far with that question, but I find that like super interesting. So if you feel like that you've answered that, I can ask you a little more about
that.
Sure. When you said something divine, are you able to talk about that? What you mean by that?
I mean, I think creativity is something that is beyond a human form
and okay.
beyond analyzing and writing about and thinking about and talking about. Like when I create something that feels like really pure and really true, it's not something that feels like it comes from lots of analytical work, and if that makes sense.
It does make sense.
It comes from something greater, and I think that's what makes it so hard to talk about, is, you know, all the creative arts come from this place, and I have a hard time, like, analyzing my music and talking about my music, and I think it's because of that.
Gotcha. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. I like asking these questions because I work in such like an analytical field, you know, and it's always fun like talking to artists because I don't know, I feel like I'm getting something from that. I'm living vicariously through you guys, really.
Yeah. And I think what you do is really important. I think being able to analyze the arts is really important, but it's not my role, you know.
Right.
I can't do that. I studied studio art in college and had a really hard time doing that sort of thing in an institutional setting, like from a more intellectual lens.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it is really important that people take an intellectual approach to the arts, I think.
Cool. Is there... I have like one or two other questions, but is there anything that you kind of like, is there anything on your mind right now that you'd like to talk about? Whether it could be just anything, you know, anything that is kind of, you know, how we always like, I feel like there are times when there's just something at the forefront of our mind. It's just something we're interested in at that moment.
Yeah.
Is there anything going on in your life that, I don't want it to sound like a therapy session.
No, it's funny you ask that, because there really is. We had two off days yesterday and the day before, and we were in New York, and I drove up to Haverstraw, New York, to visit my grandmother, and she lives in John Cage's old house.
No way! That's amazing.
This place called the Gate Hill Co-op.
Wow.
Which basically was an offshoot of Black Mountain College when they dissolved in the 50s.
Right.
And many, many of my extended family has lived there, and my grandmother still lives there, and my dad sort of grew up there, and I spent a lot of time there as a child, and I hadn't been there in a long time. And you know, it's this incredible place. There's 15 structures, and they're all like hand-built, Bauhaus-inspired,
nice
living spaces. Uh-huh. And it was built by artists and intellectuals and musicians and sound artists and dancers. And just being there for the first time in a while, especially while being on tour and I'm gearing up for another album, and I'm sort of in this stage of questioning, like, why do I do what I do, and what is the future of what I do, and how does it fit into, like, my ancestors? And being there was really incredible, and I've just been thinking a lot about, yeah, a lot about my ancestors, who many of whom were musicians and writers and, you know, activists, just, like, very people that led very alternative lifestyles.
Right.
And it helped me to feel validated in my decision to, like, you know, live in a van.
Right, right.
And not literally, but, you know, spend most of my time driving to be able to just share art with people and live in pursuit of that. So that's what I've been thinking about.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for, you know, talking with me.
I'm percolate across the blades of glowing grass. I see you, the same eyes.
I'm not a natural liar. I'm not a natural anything. I've got a lot of jealousy, and it doesn't look too good on me. I get bored and wake up in the morning and I'm
We don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Okay, everyone, I hope you're enjoying the show. That last track was The Natural by Pure. Before that, King Cruel with Seaforth. And we started that set right after the Squirrel Flower interview with another of my favorite. There's two tracks I really like on this album, and that's the other one I really like. That's In the Skate Park. And I haven't had a chance to listen to all of it, though. Let's see, what label was it? Polyvinyl. They were nice enough to send me a download, and I'll be putting that into heavy rotation soon after I get a chance to listen to it this weekend. Okay, how about Spack Brothers Pizza? WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza. Located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield, Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, wings, and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is currently online only and offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email PR@WRCT.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And I've been giving away a lot of tickets this semester, this fall. I don't know, maybe like five or six shows. It's been like every single week, basically. And I will be giving more tickets away soon. Be sure that you follow New Show WRCT on Instagram. And that's where I post a lot of the ticket announcements. Okay, what do we got next? I really like this track. This is the newest from The Tallest Man on Earth. And I had to hear this a few times before I really got into it, but I like it. This is Every Little Heart.
Darkness of time, wherever we go, we got trampled by the mountains here. A single step each thousand year. I'm gonna see the world through every little heart I know. I'm gonna see the world through every little heart I know. Let's find our flavor in some distant town. To dress up, get thrown around. I'm gonna see the world through every little heart I know. I'm gonna see the world through every little heart I know. We meet up with darkness of time wherever we go. Can I sleep in your room when I'm tired? Let's leave it alone.
I got these. gone over the edge. If you got something to say, say it now. No one's gonna bring me down.
Never to wash away.
So that's the newest from Y-Oak, I Learned It From You. And before that, Hannah Jad... Well, I don't know how to pronounce this correctly. Jadagu? Is that right? And What Is Going On? Before that, Ray Hill with Fables. Before that, the Milk Carton Kids with Running On Sweet Smile. And we started off that very long set with The Smiles, Bending Hectic. And they were in town last summer, but I was out of town and I couldn't see them. It would have been cool to see them. I've never seen them, never seen Radiohead, so that would have been fun. But maybe another time. So we got a bunch of shows here on WRCT. Check out Deep Blue Hour. What's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues here on WRCT Pittsburgh. And check out Parallel Utopia. In Lotus Land, people spend their time indulging in pleasures like UK garage, jungle, and deep house rather than practical concerns. Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. to visit this Parallel Utopia. All right, so we got a few tracks left. You're listening to the New and Newer Music Show, and this is Blonde Redhead.
So like you know that you are.
And that wraps up the music for this week's New and Newer Music Show. That was Blonde Shell with Olympus. Before that, Blonde Redhead with Snowman and White Oak with I Learned It From You. And that wraps up the New and Newer Music Show this week. I will be back next Sunday with more new music for you. Stay tuned for Courts in Session with Eric. If you're listening to this on Sunday night and live, but you might be listening to the encore. And if you're listening to the encore, that's going to be Wednesday morning. And I have no idea what's on after that. So I guess you'll just have to hang out and see. Have a great week, everyone. Bye.
That was a 30-minute set of the music of Buffalo Tom right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Hey, don't forget, Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millville. They're open 7 days a week. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs. No collection too big, no collection too small. Contact them today at 412-821-8484.
Hey, that's one nice new bike, Josie.
Yeah, birthday present. Rides really smooth, too. Oh, and I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online.
Love those side wings.
Hey, are you
hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving. And need some water, too.
Okay, follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Hey, watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Teddy! No! Are you okay? Teddy! Somebody do something!
I called 911. They should be here soon.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and I'm concerned because his helmet is smashed and cracked open.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Please help him.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Charlie Daniels, you're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Do you know me? Of course you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you wanna dance. Gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. Out of a backstreet honky-tonk. I draw my nourishment from the teeming streets of New York City, the lonely grain-covered plains of Minnesota, from cabaret and camp meeting, bayou and beer joint. Good times in ghettos. I was born in the house of New Orleans and traveled up the river on the northbound paddle wheelers. I was nurtured in the Mississippi Delta when the seeds of the blues sprang forth from the rich black soil. I was there when Elvis learned to sing, when BB got his first guitar. I'm black and white and smooth and rough and hard and soft. I'm the roots of American music, and I'm always there just below the surface. And when the chaff of trend and fad is swept aside, I'm exposed again. Strong, pulsating, and very much alive. The winds of change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
Session.
the defender of the faith, the defender of the gates, your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.